Welcome to Maseches Sota, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 2, Mishnah 1. Now the Mishnah speaks about the process of giving the Sota to drink. There was a Karban Mincha, there was a meal offering, there was a special water that you drank, and the Mishnah here delineates the details into how that was done. Says the Mishnah, Hayamedi, the husband would bring a Smenchasa, the meal offering of the Sota, of the wayward woman, Betech Kefifa Mitzris, into a basket made of palm, V'naisna, and he would put the basket with the mincha, with the meal offering it, al yadeha, on the hands of the woman, kedei liyaga, in order to wear her out. That means she had to hold that mincha until after she drank it, and perhaps that'll wear her down further, and eventually she'll admit to the sin that she did. All other meal offerings, the beginning when a person would bring his meal offering to the Azara, to the court of the Beis HaMikdash, that he would bring it in a vessel that could be used as a klei sharis, one of the vessels of Beis HaMikdash, it was silver, it was gold, and the end of it, the seif on the end of it, when the Kohen would take the mincha and put it into Kli Sharis, it was also done in a silver or gold vessel that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Zu, however, the meal offering of the woman, the Sesota, the wayward woman, Chilasa B'Kvifa Mitzris, it started off in a reed basket, the seif of Kli Sharis, but at the end it went into a Kli Sharis, a vessel of the Beis HaMikdash. Continues the Mishnah. All menachos, all meal offerings, had to have oil, olive oil, and levina, frankincense. Vizu, however, the smincha of the sota, the wayward woman, ena tuuna le shemen, alo levina, doesn't get any oil, doesn't get any frankincense. Kol menachos bois min hachitin. Almost all meal offerings come from wheat. Vizu, however, the mincha of the sota, ba min hasairin, it comes from barley. Now, even though we find that there's one other meal offering that comes from barley, that's the Minchas HaOmer, which was the special meal offering that was brought on the 16th of Nisan and permitted a person to eat from the new crop. Afal b'shabah min ha'sa'irin, even though it does also come from barley, however, he has sabah geretz. That came from very, very finely ground barley, which resembled wheat flour. Zu, however, the mincha, the meal offering, the sota, the wayward woman, ba kemach, it came with regular coarse flour mixed with the psolus, mixed with the bran, and therefore it was recognizable that it was barley. Now, why is it? So Rabbi Gamliel explains, you know why she brings barley? The same way that her actions were the actions of an animal, so too the meal offering was from the food of an animal. You know, the animals eat barley, mash is typically made from barley. So since she acted in an animalistic fashion, therefore, her mincha, her meal offering, has animalistic food in it. Let's see one more. Mishnah 2. Hayamevi piyali shel cheres chadasha. The Kohen would bring a cup, a bowl of cheres, of earthenware chadasha that was brand new. V'noisim l'secha chati leg mayim in hakir, and he would place inside it a half a luke of water from the kir, from the laver that was in the azar in the courtyard. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Avias, Rabbi Yehuda held that you only put in a quarter of a luke, less water. Kishem Shemimait, Baksav, said the same way the Rabbi Huda says that we write as little as possible, as we'll see later on in the following Mishnah. Kach B'mai, so too, he would diminish the amount of water. He wouldn't even put a half look, he would put a quarter of a look. Nichnas, the coin would cut in Lahichal into the sanctuary, Uponali Aminai, and he would turn to his right. Umakum Hayasham, and there was a spot in the Hechal in the sanctuary, Amma al Amma, the size of one Amma by one Amma, about 1.5 feet by 1.5 feet. The tablet shall Shayish, and there was a tablet of marble. There was one tile there that was not attached to the rest of the tiles. As a matter of fact, there was a ring on this tile, and they would pick it up. When he picked it up, he would take earth from underneath that tile, and he would put it, sprinkle it on top of the water that was in this bowl, in this cup. That the water should appear to be on top of the water. As it says, and from the earth that is in the floor of the Mishkan, Yikat ha-koyin, the koyin should take, v'nasan el ha-moyin, and he should put it into the water. It doesn't say v'nasan b'mayim, he should put it in the water. El ha-moyin, which means to say he should put it in the water, but it should float at the top. So this was part of the stuff that she would drink, and we'll see a little bit more about the process. Wishing you a great rest of your week, and a very, very successful upcoming day.